So some hit and miss showers out there. Just be careful if you're out there. 695-1620 for Renaissance tickets. The question is, how many inches are there in one quarter yard? 695-1620. 695-1620. Let's go. How many inches are there in one quarter yard?
111.
Yeah, okay. 695-1620. How fast can you do math in your head?
111.
Yeah, you're turning to your child saying, write this down. Okay. How many inches in a quarter yard?
Or even worse, keying it into their smartphone. That's it.
What's the answer?
9.
Thank you. Hang on. What's the answer?
9 inches.
All right. What's the answer? Oh, dang. He needs to call me back. Oh, they need to call me back. Okay. Second guy needs to call me back in a minute. I cut him off. I didn't mean to do that. And he had the right answer.
That's a red letter day technically for us today.
Yeah, what, wow. Did I cut somebody off?
You hung up on two different people with the right answer?
Yeah, no. I got the first guy.
Oh, you got his information?
Yeah, no, I'm about to.
Oh.
Hi there, who's this? Hello? Hello? What am I? Oh, you're killing me.
Attaboy.
Hang on.
You're Ofer.
Maybe they should start calling the newsroom.
Yeah, really.
I mean, not to insult you
no,
or anything.
It's okay.
But...
it's always been a tradition. Hello?
Hello.
What's going
9
on?
9 inches.
What?
Oh, I just dropped my kid off to go on a field trip, you know?
Did you? Where's the child?
Yeah.
Where's the field trip?
To Fort Worth to see the Dead Sea Scrolls.
Wow.
That's a cool field trip.
Now, when did
how cool is that?
When did they get back?
Probably 4:30 or 5 this afternoon.
So
yeah.
It's hurry up there, look at the Dead Sea Scrolls, walk by, don't touch anything, and get back in the bus, right?
Well, supposedly they're going to get to play around in a simulated dig, too.
Oh, really?
Now, that is... I would love that. I probably still would love that.
Go play in the dirt, huh?
Go play in the dirt and find sharp, pointy pieces of pottery. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all can come over and do that in my backyard if you want to.
Yeah, if you want to. Yeah, get stuff
out
of the yard.
She wants pottery, not broken glass, Kevin.
Yeah. Well, I did... all right. Hold on just a second. You got tickets. Hello?
9 inches.
Yeah, I know. Hold on.
I need some people's names
here. I'm going to get them. Just hang on. It's okay. It'll be all right. Hi there.
Hello.
What's going on?
I don't know a lot.
Huh?
hello, is anybody there?
Yeah, I'm there. Yeah, there's at least three of us. What's going on?
Oh, not a lot.
Okay.
Doing the weather.
Okay. Well, good.
Just
all right.
Riveting radio, boy.
All right. What's your name? Ma'am.
Hi,
what's your name?
Julie
what?
Julie.
Uh-huh.
Clark.
Julie Clark. Has that got an E on the end of it?
No E on the
All
end.
Right. What do you do, Julie?
I am a homemaker and homeschooling mom.
Oh, all right.
Awesome.
Well, all right, so I got a pair of tickets for the Texas Renaissance Festival for you.
Okay, sounds
great. All right, it's for Sundays only, and this Sunday ought to be nice weather, so...
This Sunday is our church's 120th anniversary celebration.
Well, that's good. Enjoy that. It's good for any Sunday. It goes through November, okay?
Okay.
All right, very good. Come by and pick them up at the Crystal Park Plaza. Okay, who's this?
James Luster.
Luster?
Yes, sir.
L-U-S-T-E-R?
Yes,
all right,
sir.
Come by here. I got a pair of tickets for you. Thank you. God. See if I can mess that up any worse.
Aw. Yeah.
I was just going to get a couple of winners, you know, and what I did is I hit drop instead of hold, which, you know, and I'm really sorry to that guy who I didn't give tickets.
If it makes you feel better.
What?
Sometimes in the morning I say all kinds of really weird stuff when I'm trying to record.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but I'm doing live radio here. I ain't recording. All right, so you've always wondered whether or not there really is a Bigfoot, right? And you're not alone. Have you ever wondered? I haven't really cared, but I know that there are people out there who do.
I care more about dinosaurs, but I do find a large amount of entertainment in the whole debate.
I don't think dinosaurs exist. I think that's safe now. I don't think there are any of them still alive.
Not even in the Nile.
No, they
oh,
may have.
Oh, goody.
Amazon.
Getting our tinfoil hats out on Friday. This is awesome.
What is a tinfoil hat? I would think a different kind of person has a tinfoil hat from the kind that is like, oh, there really are dinosaurs in the jungle.
There have been elusive sightings of the Bigfoot in various reality shows that have focused on locating the half-man, half-animal creature. Don't you just get the big beef jerky out? He comes out for that, doesn't he?
You can rough talk him and run him off.
That's it. Deadline.com reports that Lloyd's of London has put up cash and Spike TV will be doing a one-hour reality series called the $10 Million Bigfoot Bounty. On the series, various teams of scientists, zoologists, and actual Bigfoot hunters will try to locate the critter and they can show this irrefutable proof, then they will win a $10 million prize. Now, you see, are you going to watch? Or are you just going to wait until they find it? Because if they're searching unsuccessfully, why would that be anything that you would want to watch?
Well, there's a lot of shows that are people searching unsuccessfully.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, my
it's
entire
called the,
point.
Called The Bachelor.
What is that? I mean,
oh dear.
How long has that Ghost Hunter show been on TV?
Have you seen
a ghost yet?
Yes.
Have you?
Well, they've got creepy stuff on that show.
Okay, they got creepy stuff, but is it really a ghost?
Well, are you looking for something in a sheet?
Well, I don't know. So what's...
The Friends Association of...